gentlemen, this is your Totally Unnecessary Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy, and our co-host with us, Luis. What's going on, buddy?
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. It's been a hot, hot couple of days.
Very hot. Like, heat advisory hot.
Yeah, dude. I was at, you know what? They were saying, oh, man, I can't mention this. Never mind. I was going to mention something from work, but... I was just going to say one of our clients was talking about their, how hot it's going to be up there, about 100, up in the triple digits. I was like, oh, shit, we haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, well, we've been pretty close. But, yeah, the crazy thing was that I'm pretty sure I read today that next week we're supposed to be, like, in the 80s. And I was like, really? I've never been so excited to be in the 80s.
Hopefully it's a breezy day, too, because that would be spot on.
Yeah. It would be good.
It'd be perfect.
It would be good. It would be good. But yeah, I'm over this heat already. I already took my vacation, so I don't care. Bring on the fall and the colder weather.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of vacation, I know that we've been off a couple of weeks. I had my birthday. My daughter had her birthday. And then you had your birthday.
Yeah.
We were all kind of like right there on the same timeline. So
yeah.
It's been rough trying to get any time to do something like this. But we're here. We're back. We can talk about a little bit of what we did. So how was your birthday and your vacation?
My birthday was good, dude. It was, I mean, I went to work. So it was what it was. But I, 2 days after my birthday, I took off for a little mini vacay to South Padre Island. I had some friends that were hanging out over there. They had a little condo, a little room out there, and they were just like, "Dude, come on down." And I was a little apprehensive to make the drive by myself. It's a 4.5 hour drive, but I hunkered.
Yeah, that's a rough drive.
Yeah, I hunkered down and I did it. I just said, "I'm probably not going to get another opportunity this year." This summer, so I was like, I'm just gonna do it, and I haven't been to the island in a good 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So I drove down there and, you know, let loose, drank, hung out at the beach, hung out by the pool, barbecued. Woo! Yeah, it was, you know, it was but it wasn't like we didn't get too crazy, so it was very chill and relaxed. But it was a good little getaway. I was glad to do it, and then drove back and back to reality. Sad reality. But yeah,
you said y'all got in the water or no?
I didn't get in the water in the beach, because the beach was actually, I drove out there Thursday and we didn't go to the beach on Thursday. We went to a bar and then we hung out, and actually we did go to the beach Thursday night, like at midnight, just to walk out there. But yeah. Obviously,
ooh, beach midnight, that's,
yeah,
nice.
We didn't get in the water then. And then on Friday,
how was the surf?
It was good, dude. I mean, I don't know shit.
Coming in waves.
Yeah.
Little waves.
Yeah, I don't know shit about it, but it sounded nice.
My dad's kind of a beach head. He always asked me those kind of questions.
Really? I wouldn't know.
How was the bend?
I was like, it looked like I wouldn't fucking last standing on a board. That's all I know. And then we went out there Friday during the day for a few hours, but it was actually very packed.
Really?
It was very packed, and there were a lot of people in the water, a lot of people, like...
I think this was the weekend after 4th of July, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a good amount of people on the island, to be honest. But it was still chill. Like, it was still very relaxed. And then, you know, did that whole thing. The pool area there at the hotel is really nice. Yeah. And then that was it, man. Drove back Saturday morning, and that was pretty much it.
Like, any stupid drinking stories? Nothing.
I mean, I got pretty trashed, but nah, I'm past the whole like doing
crazy stuff.
And there was only four of us, and it's four like adults. I mean, aside from the amount of drinking, mainly that first day, because I was drinking liquor that first day.
Was that the day that you drove in, or did you wait?
Yeah, oh, no, okay. Like literally, like I drove in, I was like 20 minutes out when they called me, and they're like, "Where you at?" And I was like, "I'm like 20 minutes out." And then they're like, Are you hungry? And I was like, "Yeah, I haven't eaten." And they're like, "Okay, cool. As soon as you get here, we're going to eat." So I parked, got my
food and beer.
Well, like I said, that day I was drinking.
Oh, yeah, you drink liquor.
Yeah. So I literally got there, parked, unloaded my stuff, took off to the restaurant, and had there's nothing but like fruity drinks, and I didn't want to just like, get like a whiskey or whatever because it's the restaurant.
And you had some ladies there too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're my friends, dude. And shout out to out to Vern, D, and Ren for inviting me out there and having me out there. They're totally generous, and I love them to death. And it was a good time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they had these drinks called painkillers. And
yes, I know those.
So you know that's what started it off, and then I hit the crown after that, and it was. I guess the funniest thing was like when we got back from the beach, it was already pretty late, and we're crashing, and they're all like, who's making breakfast or whatever, kind of joking around. I was like, hey, listen, I wake up early, and it doesn't matter what time I go to bed, like, I'm going to wake up early. And they're like, oh, well, then, you know, get the coffee and everything started. And I think they thought, like, I was joking. And then 7 in the morning, I'm putting music on, starting coffee and shit. They were like,
so you always a morning person, or was it just like, no, like since you started working this job?
No, I've always woken up early, always.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not much. I don't get a lot of sleep. It's been my thing for most of my adult life. So they woke. I don't know what time it was that my friend Vern got up, and she was like, "You weren't kidding." I was like, no, I wasn't. I was totally honest with you that I was going to wake up early. But I did cook them all breakfast.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
Yeah, that's exactly what we had. So so it was all good, dude. Fun time, man. That was, and my birthday was the 9th. So
that's, you know, awesome.
Yeah, it was what it was. And how about you, bro? How was yours?
Well, so yeah, like my first week was my daughter's birthday. And she was born on the 5th. And that was awesome. Like, we didn't really do nothing big. Usually we go out to her parents' house and we decorate her parents' house. That was 1 year we did at the pool, and then another year we did it out in our backyard. We had like a balloon house and all this other crazy stuff. This year we just went to my girl's sister's house, and we were at her community pool, and it was good. We just invited everybody that we knew that had kids, and just let the kids play in the pool, have a good time.
Nice.
It was so funny too, because like the food that we provided was like cheap people food. It was we got two crock pots, one of cheese, one of chili, and we just brought bags and bags of chips, some hot Cheetos, and I was like, here, just do what you will.
There ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that.
So it was simple, and
it's crowd pleasing.
Yeah, everybody was cool. I was like, all right, cool. It was a hit. I mean, whatever. We went the cheapest that we could, but it worked out.
Yeah. That's good, you know,
hard times, but
I mean,
Kylie doesn't even know.
She's, yeah, I was going to say she's 5. She appreciates anything.
Or she just turned 4.
Oh, 4. But yeah. Oh, yeah. She's born on the 5th. Yeah, so she turned 4. Yeah, that's fun age. But they're just having fun at that point.
Yeah, she don't even care. Just like, oh, my cousins and my friends are here.
Mm-hmm.
And she freaking loves her cousins, man. So that way, whenever they're around, she just clings onto them.
That's awesome.
And she's there forever.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Real cool.
But another funny thing too is like, we got my mom had got her a it was one of those little motorized scooters, but it shoots out bubbles at the back.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it was super cool, but she. She, we're at the pool. She's supposed to be playing in the pool, but instead she gets up on this cart and she just rides around the pool the rest of the day.
Yeah,
I think she got off of it like once and jumped back in the pool, played for a little while, and then got back on it, riding around.
New toy, man.
And she rides it around this house like crazy too. And the sound you hear, wee, down the hallway. She turns it around, wee.
That's good times, dude.
Goofy child, man.
Good times. Well, 4 years old, dude. That's a fun age, man. It's like I said, they're just having fun at that age, so it's pretty cool. Not that I know, because I don't have kids, but yeah.
Yeah, it was something my girl had said to me. Which I don't remember. She said that everything's like a surprise, or everything's like a commodity. What you give them something crazy, and as long as you act like it was great, she's freaking happy.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly how it goes, dude, at that age. It's I mean, not in a bad way, but it's easily amused. It's
yeah. I don't know. Maybe I never got out of that age.
Right.
I'm easily amused as well.
Yep. Speaking of your age, so then your birthday came up.
Yeah. So yeah, me and my daughter are just a week apart. Mine is on the 14th. Hers is on the 5th. So, an interesting fact: my birthday is actually Bastille Day. I don't know if anybody. But,
oh wow.
That's French Independence Day.
Yeah.
Every year my dad sends me a picture of the of whatever's happening over there. And I'm like, Dad, I really don't care.
Oh, damn. That's awesome. But, interesting fact.
Yeah. Interesting but fact. Yeah. So for my birthday, we went out to eat. I'm turning 30. I mean, I know we were like, everybody was like, let's go out, go drink and everything. And I was like, dude, I'm 30.
Oh, like, shut up.
So we just went out to eat at the LA Crawfish. Never eaten there before, but it's super cool. It's just kind of like a picnic style. You walk in, you order your food, it's just like comes in pounds and they give it to you in sacks. They're just like, here's your sack of goo, mm-hmm. and here's your sack of goo. Mm-hmm. And they're like, dig in. Enjoy. And they just put paper. They just put paper on the table. So you just dump your stuff out on the table and just dig in.
That's crazy. It's very interesting.
It was a pretty crazy place. It was kind of cool though, because like I had a lot more people come out than I expected, but it was greatly appreciated. And I wanted to thank everybody that came out to my birthday. Thank you a lot. It was a lot of fun. And then not only after that, we came back to my place and just kind of hung out. Had a few drinks. A couple people got messed up. Had to sleep on the couch.
Nice. Well, I mean, I know they what do they call it, the dirty 30 or whatever. So
yeah, that's what everybody kept saying, and I was like, what does that even mean?
You're kind of supposed
am I supposed to be dirty?
You're supposed to, like, I guess, really go out on your 30th birthday, because I didn't know that either, and I had heard it and didn't understand it. I thought it was just one of those like party things that I wasn't like privy to.
Yeah.
But then when I turned 30, like all my friends were like, no, like we have to, like we're partying, like we're going all out.
we're going crazy.
Yeah, it's like we're going downtown. They fucking rented rooms, and I was just like, I wasn't something I was ready for or used to. But but yeah, I do remember my 30th, because I turned a lot older than 30 last week. So, but I still remember. Yeah, I still remember. So we're all good.
Yeah, I don't remember about half of the night.
That's awesome.
There was a certain point where we started like karaoke on my TV, and, mm-hmm. and I was just sitting in this chair, and the room started spinning. And I think that was the last bit I remember.
It's still a good time.
It was awesome. Time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, dude, you know, happy birthday to us. And to your daughter. Yeah,
all of us cancers.
Yeah, and to your little one. That's pretty awesome, dude. I mean, it's getting older. Getting older sucks, but what can you do?
Yeah, and this is part of life, right? I guess I'm never really big on my birthdays either. I'm always just kind of like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's just another year. Yeah. You know, yeah. I've never really put emphasis on a birthday.
Since my 30th. That's kind of the approach I've taken. And I know this year, like in every year, I get the calls like from my mom or somebody like, what are you doing for your birthday? It's like, nothing, working. Like, it's not that big of a thing for me anymore. But like I said, I was really lucky that I had those friends that were out there. So I was like, okay, well, and granted, it wasn't like on my birthday, but it was still kind of celebrating my birthday. So it was cool.
Yeah.
It was a good time, man. It was a good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you got, man? I would imagine 2 weeks off. You got something on your mind?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things been going on. take your pick. But no, there was one thing that I just kept like seeing, like every now and then that I actually checked my Facebook. I haven't really been on social media a lot lately either. But every time I flipped through my Facebook or Twitter, everything, it was all about this the mermaid and the fact that she was a black girl, and people fucking blew their minds.
Yeah. Yeah.
They was like just meme after meme after meme. Some of them, granted, were pretty funny.
Yeah.
But I was just like, come on, really? Was this the big news of the fucking week?
Dude. looking at the like, she's not black. She's white with red hair. It's like, she's a cartoon.
Yeah, that was one thing.
She's not a real person at all. Like,
well, I mean, we got to be sensitive to the Disney heads out there, right? Now, I wouldn't call myself a Disney head, right? But I watched all of the Disney movies. Yeah. I know just about every Disney song word for word. Yeah. And it's just like, I don't really, the only like characters that I actually cared about were, I guess, the more major ones. And I understand a lot of people, like, they are cling on to certain characters and they're going to be more sensitive to it.
Yeah.
But to be honest, in my opinion, you know, with this whole, all of this things going on with like, segregation and people wanting more inclusion, blacks being beaten down the street, and it's just sort of like coming to a point where I think Disney's trying to help a little bit. You know what I mean? They're trying to like, well, here is at least a role that we're given. I think the choice that they made was probably the safest one.
Yeah.
And they could, out of all the princesses, you couldn't really change any of them.
Yeah.
Like they're iconic characters. Now, Little Mermaid, that's a fictional character. She's not, a mermaid's not even real. Who's to say that a mermaid is actually white? So I think that was their safest play. I think that was their safest princess to just say, you know what? Here is another black character. It's not just Tiana. Here is another one.
Yeah.
And I know that may be pandering, but I don't know. I just at least give Disney some credit there.
Yeah. And here's the thing, though, is that if they would have made it a white girl and put her with red hair, like, nobody would have given a shit. Nobody would have cared, and most of the people complaining probably wouldn't even see the movie. But
exactly, yeah, that's
the way for that shit to come out.
I'm not gonna watch it.
They were okay, the way, cares?
Bye.
Yeah, they'll wait for that shit to be on Blu-ray. But it's such a, like, the moment that they even get the idea that a company is doing that is going more in an inclusive type manner or type business model, they can't stand it. Dude, it's like, I mean, it started years ago. I remember when, I forgot what the dumb girl on Fox News was like, when they had a black Santa Claus, and she's like, Santa Claus isn't black. It's like, Santa Claus isn't real. He's not.
Yeah, who cares?
Like, how do you, like, you know, it's, I mean, these are the same people that say Jesus is white. And it's like, yeah, no, he was the only white dude in the Middle East. And so
I know, I love those memes.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, and I wouldn't have given a fuck if they would have done it, put a white girl with red hair, red wig. But I also don't give a fuck if they put a black girl. Like, I have all the things to spend your energy and time on. To me, it was just really, this is what makes you all mad. The shit that goes on in today's society, and this is what makes you all mad. And I love how, like, it's when you would, I looked at the comment sections when a lot of these things come out, and it's like the headline's always like outrage or whatever over Little Mermaid casting. And yeah, and there'd be like two or three saying there's no outrage, it's just the media making it up. And then there'd be like 10 comments of people pissed off about it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It looks like
the few sane people.
Yeah. 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 It's like, I kind of looks like some people are actually pretty pissed off about it. But
yeah, dude, that's it was just a little crazy. Like, every time I'm flipping through Facebook, and I'm just like, really, again? All right,
it's, dude, it's just
it's enough, dude.
It's just distractions.
That, yeah, I think so.
It's just distractions, dude. It's all a distraction. People are just, it's like my brother says, is that people are like ants, dude. They just follow the line. They don't even know where they're going, what they're doing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's all a distraction for this freaking the concentration camps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna call it. I'm calling it right
now. Dude,
there.
I mean,
they're not, freaking concentration.
There's camps. A lot of things that are a distraction right now, and just to like, transition to other things dealing with race and distractions. The President of the United States is being pretty blatantly racist. And I do. There are people like, this is a strategy, and I agree that to a certain extent. Yeah, this is a strategy. And he knows that there's a section of his base that he can rile up with this shit.
Yeah, he knows that he can get away with anything. He said it himself, and guess what? We're just freaking letting him.
Yeah, yeah.
And the simple fact that he was able to, on television and at his own job where he works, say, go back to your own country.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah, so basically, to touch base on it, he put out a tweet specifically about women members of Congress that aren't white, and he said for them to go back where they came from. Now, the problem with this is that three of them were born here and one of them wasn't, but she's still a citizen. So then there were people, surrogates and just people of his supporters, that came out and said, well, he didn't mean another country. Because again, it's stupid to tell someone to go back where they came from when they're from here. Let's just like point that out and acknowledge that that's dumb. Like, it's very dumb to say that. And it's also very dumb to defend it. But they tried saying, no, he just means for them to go back to their states or whatever, where they came from. Which, the sentence before that, he was mentioning the nation. So they have this bullshit defense for a day. And then the next day, he does a rally. And in the rally, he says it again, leave the country. Like, leave the country, get out of here. So all those people that were like, that's not what he meant. Then he's just like, oh, yeah, this is totally what I meant. And it's just, I mean, dude.
Yeah, it's a little far. I mean, you can't just say something. Like, okay, for all the people out there that are saying, like, I saw this on Facebook. But for all the people out there that are saying that this, it's not racist to say that, is go ahead and say that at your own job.
Yeah.
Right? I saw that on Facebook and I was like, whoa, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I was like, I had to.
And not only that, there are a lot of white men that criticize him and say the same things that these women do. He didn't tell them to go back where they came from.
Yeah.
He didn't. But the people he went after are very vocal. They've got a high profiles right now. There's a lot of attention on these women. And what they are doing in Congress, especially AOC, because they hate that shit.
They can't stand it.
Yeah, I always say is you can tell how much a group hates a person by how much shit they make up about her. And they make up...
Yeah, I was going to say, just how much they talk about
her. Yeah, they make up a lot of stuff about her. And it's like, yeah, dude, like if you can't even say anything that's true about her and you got to go off of making shit up, you really hate her. And they just, one, they don't like women. They're misogynistic and they don't like women. And then two,
of course, yeah.
She's ethnic. She's Latina. And
I was just about to say, I think she's Latina.
Yeah, she's Latina.
But that's one that they're after right now.
yeah. And, you know, like I've one of the Fox, it has been a few weeks, but one of the Fox News shit faces, whatever personalities, was making fun of the way she says her name. Like the way she talks and the way she says her name. It's like she said.
Oh, is that Tucker? I think that was probably Tucker.
It was either him or Laura Ingraham, one of the two, because they're the two racists on there. So I think it was a guest on Laura Ingraham's show who was like, he mimicked her like the way she says Ortez or whatever. And it's just like, she's saying it correctly. Like that's the way it's supposed to be said. And they're fucking making fun of her for it. So it's very telling. I saw a meme about that a while ago also. Like, it has those four pictures. And this was before he said what he said. And it's like, you think it's a coincidence that Republicans keep on attacking these same people?
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's definitely not. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah. And and it's becoming more and more blatant. You know what I mean? It's coming, like, it's more and more in your face. And when is it going to come to that point to where they just say something completely out of the line and everybody's...
But it's not going to matter.
Just gonna, it's not, because you know what? I've caught myself. I've noticed that I'm getting numb to everything as well.
Yeah.
I'm flipping through all of this stuff and I'm trying to read through the news and I'm so numb to everything that nothing's catching my eye anymore. It's almost like, oh yeah, that happened. No, yeah, that happened too. Yeah. Okay, whatever.
There's no ceiling for like how shitty they could be.
Yeah.
Like they're just topping it like every time. And it's also again part of a strategy because one of the things that a lot of people don't know about or have not really read about, because it didn't make a lot of news, was with the whole Russian interference. One of the ways they did it was they created like Black Lives Matter pages, and the Russians did, and they and they were putting like hardcore militant, you know, shit on there about like white people and all this stuff, and they knowing that.
So they were trying to get like people riled up for it.
Yeah. And you start saying shit about cops and everything, and you start, and it created tension. And that's why, because I remember a while, even when all that was going on, there were a lot of people that were like, who are these Black Lives Matter leaders? Nobody knows who they are. You know, nobody knows who's running.
Oh, yeah. True. Nobody's, I never heard anything about like leadership or like who's running them.
No. It's just random people in random cities would be like, well, we're the leader here and we're the leader there. There was no organization. And they're like, who's really running this shit? Nobody knew who was running the pages. And that's why it was the Russians. It was it was the Russians.
You know what? That I mean, that does make a lot of sense now to me. Because I mean, I always thought about the same thing. And so I was like, what if Anonymous was the same thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Anonymous was created by the Russians just to start up a riot, just to cause chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they did the same thing with the Black Slave. Wow.
And that's all it is. And that's the agenda. And they've known that for years. Like, insiders have been saying, Putin's agenda is to create chaos in the United States. Because chaos...
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah. Chaos weakens the country, and he wants a weaker America. That's just... Which is why he wanted Trump as president, because he knows it's chaos. That's what they want, dude. They're trolls. They're having fun with it. That's why all the Twitter accounts, everything, that's, you know, that's...
They're sitting back in their, just watching. Their towers, drinking mm-hmm. their whiskey or whatever, fucking smoking cigars.
Drinking their vodka. Yeah, yeah. They're just watching the show, dude. That's all they're doing.
We're fucking killing ourselves from the inside.
Yeah, yeah. So, and... Again, dude, this is where we're at. We can only hope it gets better. Like, a handful of Republicans, I think, actually stood up and said that this was unacceptable.
I heard there was a few of them.
Yeah. And not many are willing.
Not like anything's going to happen.
Yeah, not many are willing to do anything about it. But then he also has the vast majority that are supporting him. So, you know, ugly times.
And any of the ones that come out, he's like attacking them too, huh?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
He's fucking poking at him.
He'll go after anybody. You know, he doesn't care, dude. The dude doesn't have morals. Yeah. It's all about him.
He's running a fucking mob is what he's
pretty
doing.
Pretty much, dude. So, and things have been coming out. The whole Epstein case, which he's linked to.
Oh my God, that Epstein case.
Yeah, that's disgusting. The Michael Cohen, that they released the transcripts and about showed how he was deeply involved, how some of his people committed perjury. He's just trying to distract. And last night at his rally, they were chanting to send her back. That's racist shit, dude. If you don't like this country or the leadership, leave. It's like, did y'all think that under Obama? Did y'all say that shit under Obama? Because I know y'all were bitching. I know y'all didn't like it. So, did they leave?
Ain't nobody go anywhere.
Yeah.
We're all here for the fuck it till the end. Just try to get along. Jesus.
Try.
Try to get along.
We'll see how that goes. So, yeah, man, that's where we're at. We tried to be positive for a little bit and it just took a turn.
Thank you guys for tuning in today. Catch us on Anchor, iTunes. Give us a like, comment, subscribe. Let us know how we're doing.
Yeah.
Any of you guys have birthdays out there in July? Give us a shout out. I want to see all the cancers.
Yeah. Hit us on the tweets. And the book.
Over at, get us to the tweets over at TOTS Unnecessary.
Yep.
And on Facebook, a Totally Unnecessary.
The Book of Face. Thanks a lot, man. Right. Thank you for having me out here again.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And thank you guys. Bye-bye.
Peace.